And now news of a U.S. political scandal that is rooted in North Carolina. Four people, including a former congressman, were indicted by federal prosecutors for their roles in attempting to bribe an elected official. For member station WUNC, Jeff Tabiri has more.
The latest political unrest here arrived in the form of alleged wire fraud, aiding and abetting, and lying to the FBI. Greg Lindbergh, a wealthy businessman and the largest political donor in the state the past 2 years, wanted influence over insurance regulations. According to an assistant attorney general, Lindbergh and his associates orchestrated a brazen plan, offer millions of dollars in campaign contributions in exchange for more favorable insurance regulations. But Republican State Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey didn't take any bribe. When he thought something was up weeks after taking office, he contacted federal law enforcement and was soon assisting in their investigation.
And it is a sad day for North Carolina when you see the influence that money has in politics.
On Tuesday, indictments were unsealed for the businessman, two associates, and Robin Hayes, a former five-term member of the U.S. House, who, for the moment, still chairs the state Republican Party. Meredith College political science professor David McLennan.
I don't think any other way to say it except for devastating. The party is reeling, and it's hard to imagine how you pull the party back together.
Dull political moments in Raleigh are rare these days. Out of 435 U.S. House seats, there are only three vacancies. Two are from North Carolina. A longtime congressman died in February. A couple of weeks later, a special election was ordered in the state's 9th congressional district, where there was alleged election fraud and a different FBI investigation. Now, these federal indictments. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tabiri in Raleigh, North Carolina.